Do you have any stories about the Concerto for Orchestra?
Yeah, you know, the Concerto for Orchestra is pretty funny. There are a lot of solos in the middle movement, the third movement, and it's because Philadelphia Orchestra members kept coming up to me on the street in Philadelphia and saying, look, I want a solo, and this is what I want in it.
Oh, no.
So I started writing all their requests down.
In terms of, I want scales or I want jumps.
I want high. I want something lyrical. I want something slow. Uh-huh. I want a short solo. It was a little of everything.
Oh, that's great.
The timpanist asked to play in the percussion section, which is a little... Mm-hmm. It's not normal in an orchestra, so I went to the administration and said, your timpanist wants to play in the percussion section. Can I write him a part where he can go over and play? Mm-hmm. And they said yes. So that's how I got the whole middle movement. It was all a request for the solos.
Oh, nice.
And that the fourth movement's percussion and keyboard, and I decided that that's the section of the orchestra that has grown the most in the 20th century, so I decided to do one whole movement that would just feature them. Basically, the string movement I wrote because everyone talks about the Philadelphia string sound. So that was just hearing that phrase made me think I should write a string movement.
You do have a nice orchestra to work with.
Yeah, they're a pretty good band.
I love Blue Cathedral. What can you tell us about that?
Blue Cathedral was actually written as a memorial to my younger brother, Andrew Blue, his middle name. So I wrote it for Curtis's 75th anniversary, and I thought about the fact that students come across the paths of their colleagues, and it'll mean so much to them in their lives. I was thinking how we all cross paths with various people, and we're touched by them. So that's basically just a memorial to the paths we cross and all the people who cross our paths and how we kind of learn and grow from them. So it's kind of a nice way to... I don't know, put a positive tone poem out in the world.
Well, you certainly did that.
Well, thank you.